This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The percentage of Coloradans enrolled in Medicaid is in the double digits in each of the state's congressional districts. That's as congressional Republicans weigh major cuts to the program. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That's according to a report from the left-leaning Center for American Progress. In four of the state's eight districts, that includes more than 100,000 people. Medicaid cuts could hit tens of thousands in each district. 30% of the 3rd District in western and southern Colorado is enrolled in Medicaid. That's Republican Representative Jeff Hurd's district. For Republican Gabe Evans in the northern Front Range, the figure is 24%. Republicans say there's waste, fraud, and abuse in the program. Their critics say that claim is highly exaggerated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The North Shore Marina at Lake Pueblo State Park will remain open. Colorado Parks and Wildlife had planned to shut it down for demolition April 1st. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has more on the new deal.
The decades-old marina needs extensive repairs. Real estate developer The O'Neill Group owns and operates the facility. They say unknown hazards beneath the surface made renovation plans untenable. Think sunken boats, steel cables, concrete blocks. But marina users complained about the shutdown, and Friday, CPW announced a short-term extension on the O'Neill Group's contract. It will continue operating through at least October 31st. The O'Neill Group says it will still explore plans to construct a new marina. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. A mostly sunny and warm day along Colorado's Front Range, but watch out for the wind. There are red flag warnings in effect in Fort Collins, Boulder, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo. Highs today generally in the low to mid-70s.